just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com. Everybody, welcome to the first ever podcast version of the animation experience.
Drawing with Ryan.
Drawing with me. I'm here with one of the greatest artists I've ever known, Steven.
Yeah. Lies.
For those of you that don't know, the animation experience is something that they do in California, and they also now do it again here in Florida. They do it at Animal Kingdom here in Florida.
Yeah, we recently just did that one. We drew Pumbaa.
We did draw Pumbaa. And the great thing about the one in Florida is they have the construction lines already laid out for you on the page.
Oh my gosh,
how so great it's kind is of that? Just filling in, which is it's great.
So much better.
But since we don't have the ability to do that for you, we're going to go old school California rules, and I'm going to try. We'll see how this works. I'm going to try to talk you through drawing a character. So if you don't already, pause the podcast, grab yourself a sheet of paper and a pencil, and rip the eraser off, because there's no erasing allowed. And we're going to draw a character together.
Yeah, and I have no idea who we're drawing.
Yeah.
I have no drawing ability.
Oh, well, that's not true.
And I'm starting to feel a little bit like the character that goes, what is it you do exactly successfully? So now I'm really starting to wonder.
So the key to the Animation Academy is drawing real light to start with. Real light, loose lines. So don't press down too hard, because you never know when you're going to make a line that you don't want to make.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they all start the same way. So everyone, pencils ready.
Pencils ready. Paper's up.
Yeah.
Draw a circle.
So on your page, a little bit down from the center of your page, you're going to draw a baseball-sized circle.
Does it need to be a full 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper?
That's what we're going to go off of, because most people have access to something like that.
I fold
this is a regular piece of notebook paper or computer paper will work.
A little bit in half, draw a circle. All
right. You're drawing like a baseball size, and you kind of want to do it light and loose, lots of circles, round and round and round. Use your shoulder, really get that circle going.
Starting over again.
No, you can't start over.
The circle is always the hardest part for me.
We're on
actually
a time limit here.
We totally are. Okay, I'm ready with my circle.
So Steven's drawn a circle. Hopefully you've drawn a circle as well. You're going to make two lines through this circle, cutting it into quarters. One vertical line that's up and down vertical, straight through the middle of your circle, and one horizontally that's from left to right, straight through the middle of your circle. So now you look like you have a pizza with very large pieces for four people exclusively.
I know construction lines well.
Yeah, you're good at construction lines.
I start everything out that way, so we're good. I got those.
Right. Any idea who we're drawing yet?
Pumbaa.
So, next, right in the middle of your circle, underneath that horizontal line, you're going to draw kind of a squished oval shape. It's going to be mostly circular, but look like a circle that you've kind of squished into,
kind of like a rainbow,
like an oval shape. You're drawing
the full oval.
Yeah, you're drawing a full oval shape,
kind of two rainbows just stuck together.
Yeah, like a squished circle.
Okay, got it. That's gonna be my nose.
Oh, Steve's making guesses already.
Okay,
and then this might give you more of a hint. We're going to do a snout line above it. Now, snout lines are what artists draw to show that they're looking straight ahead at you, but it has some depth. So you're going to take a line, a rainbow, and go just over
the
circle.
Over it. Okay. And I feel like we've drawn this character before.
Yes, we definitely have. So you kind of go from one side of your circle all the way over. I hear a racing going on over there, Steven. There is no erasing allowed.
I put my circle underneath the nose, but that was completely wrong.
No.
Yeah, it's above.
It's above the nose. You're drawing a snout line, so above the nose.
It's there. Oh, I know who this is.
Okay. Then, kind of at the same height as the bottom of your oval, you're going to put two dots, one on each side, in the middle of the circle. Does that make sense?
It doesn't. One more time, what?
So you have your nose in the middle.
Uh-huh.
You're going to go to the right, halfway between the nose and the outside circle that you drew. You're going to put a spot there, and the same on the other side. So they kind of...
Okay.
And you're going to attach those two with a big U shape.
A big U shape.
So right now it's going to look like...
it's the top of the smile.
A circle with a smile underneath it is what you're looking at here.
Uh-huh.
And to cap off both sides, you're going to do a little tiny, tiny rainbow on the top.
Those are the laugh lines.
Those are the... When you draw a smile, it creases, so we're showing those creases at the top of the smile. Little tiny rainbows on the tops.
Do I get to give my two guesses as we go throughout?
Sure.
I originally was kind of going with Winnie the Pooh, was who I thought we were drawing.
Okay.
But then now I'm thinking it's Mickey.
Oh, all right.
We'll keep going.
So we're going to open this character's mouth up now. So you have a smile now, right? But what you want is you want a big open mouth smile. So about the points on the ends of your nose, your circle, you're going to draw two lines coming down from the smile.
Two lines coming down. Opening that up. So, okay. So almost
this is really hard to do without being able to show you what I'm doing.
It does, without doing it before. To me, it almost looks like a boat hanging on the bottom of that smile.
Sure. Like these two lines, they usually kind of curve inward a little bit even so that they're, you know. And then those two lines, it's going to extend down basically to the bottom of your construction circle.
And if you're me, it went off of my circle.
Sure.
Just fine slightly.
And then just underneath that, you're going to close it off with another U shape to close off the bottom of the mouth. So you have two lines and a U shape at the bottom.
I get it. So that's where my boat's now completed.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then to show that we have some depth in there, we're going to put a tongue. So basically, you just kind of do a letter M at the bottom of the mouth.
Using that construction line in the middle.
Yeah.
That is not how I was going to draw my tongue.
Oh.
Got it.
You can draw it however you want. It's your drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And then to give it a little depth, you can kind of shade in behind the tongue so that the mouth looks like it's open.
Above the tongue. And, okay. Yeah.
Don't shade in the tongue. It's a little bit further forward.
All right.
And then we're going to draw his bottom lip underneath that. So basically following the same line as the bottom of the mouth, you're kind of going to give him a chin. And this is definitely outside of your construction line a little bit.
And did that attach to the round circle?
It can. Your construction circle is just a reference. Mm-hmm. So... Really, you're just following the bottom of the mouth that you drew to make sure that
just
it looks
kind of underneath
like,
that.
Yeah, make sure it looks right.
Okay.
How's it going over there thus far, Steve?
Not so bad, but I've driven him. I'm sorry. I've drawn this character once before.
Uh-huh.
Maybe two or three times.
Perfect. And then we're going to finish off
cheating.
The bottom of his face right now. So we're going to be halfway through at the end of this step here. This is a complicated step, so pay attention. You're going to kind of where your smile tops are, where we gave the little rainbows at the top of his smile.
Uh-huh.
You're going to go above that, basically to your horizontal line, right? Horizontal construction line.
Uh-huh.
You're going to kind of make an arch there as well to show that it's pushing up his cheek.
Okay.
And you're going to do a large... almost candy cane shape all the way down till it touches his bottom lip.
Oh.
Yeah, these give him... Don't follow your construction line completely. You kind of need to go outside of it.
So my smile lines, I'm connecting those all the way down to the bottom of that kind of rounding
out? No, you're not connecting the smile itself. You're going above that.
Oh, okay.
So you go above it and you have... right on that horizontal line, usually, you have another line to show the top of his cheek, and it curves all the way down to his chin on both sides. Take your time and do it however you want.
By the way, I've used my eraser twice, and I'm now taking one with me to Disney.
Going forward. You can't do that. That's cheating.
Okay, I can see that candy cane shape line coming together now.
Yeah, it's a very stretched out candy cane, so don't do it too much or he'll look super skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of push it out and give it... Will you stop erasing over there? This is why they don't have erasers at the Animation Experience.
And because that room would be so messy by the end of the gosh. Day.
Oh, and everyone would be like, wait. It would take forever.
It would.
So there's a reason you don't have an eraser.
But at home, I'll vacuum up and it will be fine.
Steve has broken the rules. So take some time now to clean up all those lines that you like. Make sure that he's looking chipper and his mouth is open. We're about halfway through the drawing.
Oh, perfect. We're right on schedule.
Next we're going to do something that's a little bit more complicated. Let's see if we can get this communicated well. So we're going to go to the north side now. We're the north side of our horizontal line, and we're going to draw two really tall oval shapes that are basically resting on your snout line. So we're drawing eyes, is what we're drawing. So they're going to be two tall oval shapes. Make sure they're drawn real light to start with.
So still inside our construction circle.
We're inside the construction circle on top of our snout line, which is on top of our nose.
Big circles for the eyes.
Yeah, big, tall, oval shapes. And we're drawing a bit more of a classic Mickey. So we're going to give him what's called pie eyes, which is what they used to draw Mickey with originally back in the day. Well, not originally, but a while ago. And to make a pie eye, you're going to go to the left side of your tall circle and just cut out a little triangle. The left side. I know Steve has trouble with his lefts. And
on
his
both
rights.
Eyes?
Yeah.
Both kind of looking the same direction?
Uh-huh. So you kind of just notch out a little V there.
Okay. All right.
And then once you've gotten a shape of the eye that you're happy with,
mm-hmm.
you fill that in because the eye needs to be the darkest part of your Mickey. Because
filling in those little diamonds?
Where you focus. You don't color in the V shape. That's cut
Oops.
Out. Oh, it's way too much erasing over there, Steve.
To be fair, it's on a podcast, so...
Right. Okay. I keep calling you out. I apologize.
So I'm coloring in everything but the pies?
You color in everything in his eye except for the little notch that you cut out. Because
so
there would
be big and dark eyes?
Yes.
Except for that little notch?
Except for the little notch out, yeah.
I don't know if I'm doing it right, but okay.
Oh, see, this is what's stressful for me is that usually... In the Animation Experience, you have someone showing you what they're talking about up on a screen.
Uh-huh.
This is way harder to do just verbally. But we're trying to see if we can get you at home to draw something without actually seeing what you're drawing, you know?
And you kids following along, you're doing great.
Yeah, I'm sure you're doing better than Steve.
I know you're doing better than me.
So if you haven't guessed, we are drawing Mickey.
Huh.
So, the... biggest
kinda,
recognizing what's that
I kind of liked him before I colored in my eyes but okay
well, you don't have to color him in if you don't want to. It's your drawing.
Yeah, folks, if you haven't done that yet, stop.
We're gonna do the most iconic part of Mickey now, his ears.
Yeah, big ol' ears.
Ears are more circles, so they're always difficult, and mm-hmm. there is a specific placement to these if you mm-hmm. didn't know. You're gonna go halfway on each side of his head. From your vertical to your horizontal line, you're going to make a little point on halfway between. Does that make sense? So
no.
On your construction circle,
okay,
you have a vertical horizontal line.
A vertical, okay.
On the top of Mickey's head, there is a vertical line. You go halfway over to your horizontal line and make a dot.
Okay. Off to like a 45-degree angle.
Right,
kind of
exactly.
Off to the side.
Yeah.
Coming off a 45.
And you're going to do that on both sides, and that's going to be the connecting point, basically, for both of Mickey's ears on both sides.
All right.
And take your time to draw these circles that you're connecting there. Make sure they're...
Circles, too.
Make sure they're a good size. Make sure they're not too small, because they kind of look like a bear if they're too small. You don't want them too big, because then they look like Dumbo ears.
And I used my pencil and laid it kind of like across Mickey's face on a 45-degree angle to put my dots out there.
Oh, we'll look see at Steve how... with his tips and tricks.
I've never done that before. Let's see if it actually helps.
Okay.
All right.
Just make sure that they're big enough that he looks like Mickey Mouse, you know.
And I know that Mickey, his ears are half the size of his head. In order for it to be a true Mickey, right?
This is what happens when Steve pays attention. He remembers things.
That I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, those look too small. That's
why you draw lightly, so you can make them a little bit bigger, even if you have drawn them too small.
Oh, those are way too small. Oh, folks, that's embarrassing.
Oh, goodness. Just make sure, make sure he looks like Mickey. So whatever you have to do to make him look like Mickey, right?
I hope we color these things in.
Well, they will be colored in,
this
yes.
This is the scariest Mickey I've ever done.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right.
I chalk it up to my ability, not yours. Because sometimes it's hard. It's hard to instruct people on how to draw without being able to show them how to draw. It's really interesting.
And am I coloring these in?
Not yet, not yet.
Okay.
Now you're going to go in between the eyes that you drew... and make a very tiny little V shape on your vertical line towards the top of his head.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to touch your construction line with the ends of the V. And the point of the V will point down on the construction line.
By the way, if we had circles already made for me on this paper, it would have been so much easier.
Well, head to Florida. They'll give it to you.
Okay.
So what we're doing now is we're making Mickey's character mask. It's what they used instead of eyebrows on Mickey. So you're going to take that V and you're going to follow it all the way around down to the top of his cheek. So it's going to curve in further than your construction line.
Oh, yeah. That big candy cane circle that we did earlier before.
Right,
I'm connecting
exactly.
the two of those together.
Yeah.
On the outside of his eye.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of following that eye around.
Yeah. Make sure that it's big enough. It's not supposed to be too close to his eye, but it curves around there.
And does it go through his ear kind of a thing?
What you're going to do is you're going to follow the outside of your circle construction to finish off the top of Mickey's head. So the character mask curves in almost to a point even on the top of his cheek on both sides.
All right.
And then you follow the rest of the construction around up over the top. Well, it's okay. Very hard to explain. I didn't realize how hard it was to explain without being
Mickey's
able
difficult.
To show you what you're talking
it's
about.
True.
So, this is the time period where you can take a minute, darken the lines that you really like. It helps kind of distract from the lines that you drew that you didn't like as much. And then... for extra credit, you can kind of shade in Mickey's nose.
Oh, yeah, that was totally need to happen.
And then you can also fill in his character mask and his ears a little bit darker, too, because we know Mickey is black. He has black ears, and he has a black character mask also. But don't make it darker than his eyes, because his eyes are supposed to be the darkest part of your drawing.
Oh, that is true. I am glad I filled him in now.
Yeah. Does All that right. make it look better? It gets rid of some of your lines you don't like as much.
Well, and I've been erasing them.
Erasing is not allowed. Oops. So.
And I'm darkening in his mask and his ears?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I haven't looked at anything Steve has done up to this point. Hopefully you're kind of following along. If not, you can always pause us. That's the fun thing about this, is that it's not a live class, so you can pause or try to listen to my horrific instructions for a second time. Steve is coloring in furiously, so I'm interested to see what he's doing.
I'm trying to cut the ears, right?
Yeah, but not so dark. You don't want them terribly dark.
I know. I'm running out of pencil lead.
Oh, dear. We did not bring you a pencil sharpener, so and there's no one here to bring you a replacement.
I know. Where's the artist assistant?
So this is the really fun thing about this class, though, is that they try to take very simple instructions teach you how to draw something that's at least recognizable. It may not be, you know, completely on model Mickey. Disney might not be calling you up to hire you to draw Mickey for them, but if someone looked at your drawing, they should be able to go, oh, you drew Mickey Mouse, and it looks like Mickey, regardless of what your drawing skills happen to be, which I always find really fun. I know a lot of people get real self-conscious about their artwork and things like that, but sometimes just being able to draw something and have it be recognizable is fun enough, right?
Glad it's not Winnie the Pooh.
It was not.
Mine does not look like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, you wouldn't have gotten to a Winnie the Pooh with my instructions.
Not even close to Winnie the Pooh.
And, you know, full disclosure, the video that I watched to kind of base this off of was a Steamboat Mickey.
Oh, yeah, so I get to put the little hat in.
But I felt like adding more steps would just be frustrating. Yeah. Drawing just a regular Mickey is enough work as it is.
Because don't you just put a little hat in on top for him?
It's a big hat. It's a big hat.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
We don't got time for that.
Time for that. We've only got a few minutes.
Did you tell me to connect the dark outside of my construction ball from his ears to his mouth?
To the top of his cheeks.
Well, the outside line.
Yes.
Maybe I'll show you. Okay, because I darkened that in.
I'm really interested to see what comes of my instructions here, because I'm not sure what has... I tried to be as thorough as possible, but we'll have to see what Steve comes up with. Steve, are you ready to show me what you've drawn?
And I'm not an artist, but I do love the eraser. All right, here's my Mickey.
Hey, that's not bad at all.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. I'm afraid to put it on Instagram, though.
We're going to put it on Instagram. because this is what I find interesting, too.
Hold
is
on, let me sign it.
I would love... yeah. Don't you sign it with my signature. What I'd love to see is if people at home drew along with us, for them to tag us on Instagram and show us their blind Mickey drawing. Mickey blind drawing? How would we say that?
Yeah, Mickey blind drawing.
I called it making Mickey.
Making Mickey.
Hashtag making Mickey. And I'd love to see if I was able to instruct you through a drawing of Mickey Mouse, or if my instructions were so poor that you came out with a Winnie the Pooh. I'd be very interested to see that, too. Steve's isn't bad at all. Actually, you know, granted, he did have an eraser, which is against the rules.
But I highly recommend it.
Yeah, Steve is a fan of the eraser.
It makes it cleaner. But I'll stop drawing now, so we'll post this one right now on Instagram.
Perfect. So...
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's like I always say... Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.